Hi, and welcome to episode 11 of the Four Seasons Podcast. My name is Mike Oliver.
And I'm Rachel Oliver.
It is Thanksgiving week. We are trying out our third studio option, in air quotes.
Yes.
We now currently sit in the toy room slash future, what would you call it, studio?
Sure.
We are surrounded by the ghosts of Broncos past. We have a really nice framed John Elway picture. And we have a Super Bowl champions picture. And I'm also staring at our dearly departed Von Miller.
Yep.
Who, if he wasn't dead before, is definitely dead now. Because in his first appearance with the Rams, he got buried by George Kittle.
So sad.
Yeah.
We were hoping for the best.
Well, he could still salvage something there.
He will.
Yeah.
He will.
And Cam Newton showed us that it is possible to come back to the team that brutally disregarded you, so.
Yes.
Maybe Von could come back to be a Bronco someday in the future.
Hopefully. We'll keep positive thoughts on that.
Yeah. In the meantime, like I said, it's Thanksgiving week. We have a super fun episode for you today.
Yes.
So, let's go ahead and get into it.
Sounds good. Okay, so we're going to go right on into trivia. And this week is going to be like a 2-for-1.
Okay.
So I have 2 questions, but they kind of all wrap into one.
Okay.
So the first question is... I'm going off on Thanksgiving, since this is our Thanksgiving episode. So, who was the first president to pardon a turkey? And then the second part to it is, which president made the turkey pardoning an annual event?
You're really on a presidential kick.
I know, I realize that. I was like, but I thought because it's Thanksgiving, it was fun.
Yeah.
You know. So, again... Who was the first president to pardon a turkey, and which president made the turkey pardoning an annual event? We'll get back into that a little later on this episode.
Yeah, whoever that turkey is that gets pardoned hit the lottery, because a lot of them do not get pardoned.
No.
All right, play the cut music. All right. So, for today's sports nuggets, I thought I would take us back on a little trip through history.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of on this dates for you.
Ooh.
So, today is Monday, November 22nd,
yep.
2021, as we record this.
Mm-hmm.
You will probably be listening on November 23rd.
Yes.
So on and so forth. If you're not listening on November 23rd, are you even really a fan of it? we don't have enough people listening for me to start shunning people. Yeah. Listen whenever you can. Thank you, folks. Anyway, on this day in sports history, in 1950, the lowest scoring game in the NBA history was played. The Fort Wayne Pistons, who would later become the Detroit Pistons, and the Minneapolis Lakers, who would later become the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a little... Actually, that's a nugget within a nugget, because people are probably like, why are the L.A. Lakers called the Lakers? There's like no lakes in L.A. It's so dry there.
Because of Minnesota.
They were originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota, which, of course, is the land of 10,000 lakes.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's kind of like, remember earlier when we were talking about how they used to be the New Orleans Jazz and they moved to Utah where there's no jazz?
Yeah.
They used to live on the lake, and now they're somewhere where there is no lake. I mean, there's one giant lake. It's called the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. Yes.
When does a lake become an ocean?
Probably when it's smaller.
What? Oh, okay. You mean when it's bigger?
Yes. Sorry, I was thinking the other way. When does an ocean... But yes, when does a lake become an ocean?
When does a puddle become a lake?
Hmm.
When does a puddle become a pond, which becomes a lake?
I don't know.
We'll
look into that.
We're asking the hard-hitting questions here on the Four Seasons podcast.
We'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah.
I'll look into that this week. So anyways.
I seriously doubt that, but anyway. So, as I was saying, the Fort Wayne Pistons and the Minneapolis Lakers played a game that ended 19-18.
Okay.
It was the lowest scoring game in NBA history. This led to, and maybe this should be saved for an on this date, but I'll probably forget by April 22nd.
Okay.
In April 22nd, 1954, the NBA officially voted in to use the shot clock.
Okay.
Because they felt the NBA was becoming a low-scoring, time-killing breed of basketball that was taking over. And they thought that was boring. We don't want that. That's when they instituted the shot clock. So on this day, 1950, lowest scoring game in NBA history.
1918. Okay.
Yeah. Also, as we have talked before about Mike Tyson,
mm-hmm.
on this day in 1986, he became the youngest boxer to win the World Heavyweight Boxing crown at 20 years, 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the biggest thing that happened on this day, it is the 9-year anniversary of the butt fumble.
Yes, a very infamous butt fumble.
For those of you who don't know, who've been living under a rock, apparently, a game between the New York Jets and the New England Patriots, which was already going very poorly for the Jets, turned into an absolute disaster. When on a blown play, Mark Sanchez tried to salvage it and ran straight into the backside of his right guard, Brandon Moore,
yes.
fumbling the football, which the Patriots recovered for a touchdown.
Yes.
It was the beginning of the end for Mark Sanchez with the New York Jets. And it also provided us with one of the greatest gifts of all time.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The butt fumble.
The butt fumble. November 22nd. Very active day in sports history. Lowest scoring NBA game. Mike Tyson becomes the youngest heavyweight. The butt fumble.
The butt fumble.
Butt fumble. And those were your sports nuggies. Alright, we are going to head into this episode's Fab Five, in which we will be covering our Fab Five favorite Thanksgiving sides.
Yes.
Every Thanksgiving, you have turkey. Well, most people have turkey. I would like to say, controversial opinion here, turkey, very overrated.
Yeah, that's what I've heard a lot this year.
Yeah.
Kind of bums me out. I like turkey. Like, it's very traditional for me. I get excited. I mean,
it's traditional. It's fine, but... And I'm still going to eat it. But I think of all... It might be the worst bird that you can eat.
It's the only second bird that I eat. I don't eat other birds.
Chicken?
Well, chicken. Duck? And then... No.
I'm out of birds. I can't think of another bird you can eat.
Quail.
Okay. See, I don't think I've ever eaten a quail, but I bet it's better than turkey.
Pigeon.
I'm not a homeless New Yorker.
I'm just saying. Anyways, but I did hear that turkey is the second hated Thanksgiving food.
What's number one?
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I don't know if I hate it. It didn't make my Fab Five.
It did not make my Fab Five either. But anyways, I'm interested to hear your Fab Five.
All right. Well, here we go. Coming in at number five for me is green bean casserole. Mm. I love a solid green bean casserole. As you know, I don't like the fresh green beans. They have to be canned.
Mm.
I don't like too much of a crunch on my green bean. See, this is really in depth.
That's okay.
You get the can of cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
Now, you can put... I like it with the French onions on top.
Mm-hmm.
People can put Kellogg's flakes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kellogg's...
Okay.
You know Kellogg's makes Wheaties, right? Mm-hmm. And you know who was once on the cover of Wheaties for winning an Olympic medal in the Rio Olympics?
A lot of people.
Simone Biles, please Simone, come on the show.
Yes, very true.
We need to get a sting that's like, announces our Simone Biles name drop right. For the episode.
We do.
Have we tagged her on social media yet?
No, but I was thinking about it this week, by the way.
We should probably do it today. We also should listen back into our episodes and see how many consecutive episodes we say her name.
I can do that as well this week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am, like I said, I want to get it in every episode. And was that a long walk for a short drink of water? You bet your...
Sweet honey, it was.
Thank you for editing that for me.
Anyways, okay, so the green bean casserole.
Right. Green bean casserole number 5. Number 4, dinner rules. Mm. Now, this is a very vague one. Mm-hmm. Because there's all kinds of different rolls people eat. I love a good, solid, like I said, roll. Mm-hmm. You can give me a real nice croissant.
Croissant.
I would do a buttery biscuit, nice and flaky.
Just some sort of bread.
Yeah. Bread rocks. Bread is so good.
Mm-hmm. You can have bread with everything.
That's true.
I love my bread.
Sometimes you can have a meal of just bread.
You can.
And that's really not that weird. And I like to take the bread and make sandwich out of.
Yes.
Out of the food.
That is there, always a plus.
There, it's actually, I will give this credit. I think it's really nice. So what you do is you drink a little too much on Thanksgiving. And then you wander into the kitchen. You get a roll. You pop that up and you throw some cold turkey in there. A little bit of mayonnaise. Maybe some mustard. You got yourself a nice little munchy sandwich, I guess.
Okay.
All right. I'm getting into the third side dish on my Fab Five. I got scalloped potatoes. Mm. I like the cheese because, mm-hmm. much like bread, cheeses can go with much everything. Get a little bit of sour cream on there. You have a slight crunch to the orbital shaped potato.
Okay. Okay.
And it can't be too crunchy. That it's kind of like the consistency of a water chestnut, which is not as good.
No.
But you get just a small crunch. No. Cheese. And you need two cheeses. You need a creamy cheese, mm-hmm. in the potato. And then a nice crispy cheese over the top of it.
I honestly totally forgot about scalloped potatoes. And now that you said that, I am bummed it did not even make my list. Because you know I love my scalloped potatoes.
I do. And you're going to see how much I love potatoes in general.
Okay, go ahead.
I tried to, because there are some side dishes that are fantastic, but I don't think of them when I think of a traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese. I don't think I've ever actually been to a Thanksgiving that has that's not true. Our Friendsgiving we just went to had macaroni and cheese.
And last year.
Did it?
I think it did.
See, I don't think about it, but macaroni and cheese is... Which really is. Bread and cheese of a sort. But pasta's like a wet bread.
Sure. But the mac and cheese we had the other day, which was delicious, had the breadcrumbs on top.
Yes. See? Bread and cheese.
Bread and cheese.
Bread and cheese. Bread and cheese. Moving on. Number 2. Would you consider gravy a side dish by itself?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's got to come. So I don't want to count this as calling it a 6-man. Mashed potatoes and gravy are one.
Okay.
I have to have them on my plate. Mm-hmm. They are great because you can spoon them into your mouth like a demon, or you can use them as a dip. It makes your turkey better.
It does.
You take it, you dip your turkey, and then when I was saying at the roll, make the sandwich, you take a bread, you slap some mashed potatoes and gravy in between there, you throw your turkey on there. You know what? Maybe you throw a little bit of... I don't remember what I was going to say. Something sweet, something weird.
Okay.
Sweet potato. You could throw a sweet potato in there.
We good.
Yeah, I like the combination of the sweet and salty.
Yes, you do.
So, mashed potatoes and gravy coming in at number 2. They are a staple. They are required at every Thanksgiving. And really, they're part of any solid meal. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned it before, coming in at number 1, potatoes have claimed the top 3 of my Fab Five, but number 1, sweet potatoes. Now, these aren't just any sweet potatoes. I like the ones that are really more of a dessert than a side, mm-hmm. dish. I like...
With the brown sugar and the marshmallows.
Pounds of brown sugar, a plethora of mini marshmallows melted onto the top, And you know what? I've even seen like kind of like honey crusted granola in it a little bit.
Never seen that one, but okay.
Whatever. That's my favorite. I could eat a bowl of just sweet potatoes, I think.
Yeah.
I remember growing up, I didn't like sweet potatoes. I think it was the consistency of potatoes aren't supposed to be sweet to me.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be salty or, you know, whatever. But now that I'm older and I have more refined taste, sweet potatoes comes in at number one.
Okay.
So, that is my Fab Five.
Fun fact, I never really ate sweet potatoes until coming into your family.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Breaking news, Rachel's parents didn't love her.
No, not that we didn't have sweet potatoes, because we had sweet potatoes all the time. I just personally never chose the sweet potatoes until coming to your family.
Why?
I don't know, because I thought they were weird because they're orange. Anyways, so that's a little fun fact for you.
I don't know if that's fun. It kind of just makes me feel sad.
Okay, well,
I feel bad for you.
Going on.
It's like you had never seen The Shawshank Redemption until we started dating. And we've been dating for a while before it even came up. Yeah. Had you ever seen Goodfellas before we started dating?
I don't think I had. Anyways, we're not talking movies tonight.
Wow. Okay.
But, so my Fab Five.
All right, yeah.
This is where we come in similar but different.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
My sixth man is gravy.
All right, that's fine. I would have allowed you to pair it with your boy MASH.
But I didn't. Just gravy. Because I put the gravy on the turkey a lot of the time. That's what I'm saying. You can choose. Number five.
We save it for after dinner, too.
What?
The gravy.
Yeah. Anyways, number five is rolls or cornbread. So, my favorite rolls are the Rhodes rolls. The ones, and you know, where I put them in the pan or the pan overnight. Yeah. Let it bake.
Last year, though, we let them rise too long, and it turned into...
One big roll.
Monstrous. It was so big that it would not even fit in the oven properly. Like, the top got burned because it was touching the roof of the oven.
It was rolling over, and we ripped it apart. We were literally ripping the big... loaf apart.
So
either Rhodes rolls or King Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, I didn't mention King Hawaiian. Thank you for throwing that out there. Those are the best.
So, but yeah.
If I'm talking just a little bit of sweetness, mwah, chef's kiss. Okay, go ahead.
So Rhodes would be my number one, though, just due to tradition. Number four, sweet potatoes with the brown sugar and the marshmallows.
That's disrespectful.
Fun fact, in the early 20th century, the Marshmallow Corporation is behind the invention. Hill's booklet contained the first documented appearance of mashed sweet potatoes baked with a marshmallow topping.
Huh.
So, fun fact for you on that.
Yeah.
Number three is Grandma's noodles, or egg noodles, and we put gravy on it.
Yeah.
Just tradition.
Is that, now, when you say Grandma's noodles, is that what they're... Is that what they're known as around the world, or is that what they're known as in your household?
So funny that you mentioned that. So no, the noodles itself are called Grandma's Noodles.
Okay.
Or egg noodles. Grandma is the company.
Okay.
So like Campbell's, like, you know, you can get a lot of cream of mushroom soup, but, you know, so.
Yeah.
But in, so my grandma always made them for our holidays. So, for Easter, Thanksgiving, all that. So, when my grandma moved away, I told my mom, I was like, oh, I'm going to miss Grandma's noodles because, you know, we're not going to have them. She's like, you know, they're not, like, they're called Grandma's noodles, but they're not just Grandma's noodles.
So, you believed growing up that they were specific to your grandma, but there is actually a brand name.
Yeah, because they were called Grandma's noodles. So, that's what I always, so it's funny that you said that, but... I call them Grandma's Noodles because my parents call them grandma's noodles because of the name grandma's, but I call them grandma's noodles because my grandma always made them.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Number two, fruit salad. But it's my family's fruit salad, the ones with the marshmallows, the mandarin oranges, the maraschino cherries, the pineapple.
It's a fine dish. The problem I see with that dish is Thanksgiving, I really think of fall, I think of leaves, I think of cornucopia.
Yeah.
And that fruit salad belongs at Easter.
Again, it's tradition for me, though.
And you don't
mess with tradition. Number one, green bean casserole.
You completely left mashed potatoes off your list.
Yep, I got sweet potatoes.
They're two very different things, though.
I mean, I'll eat mashed potatoes, but...
I'll eat mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
That is...
And you know I don't like my food touching, so I think of the first plate I go to get. And mashed potatoes don't always make it on my first plate.
Okay, anyways, go on.
So green bean casserole is my number one. The green bean casserole wasn't exclusively made as a Thanksgiving side dish. It was featured in an Associated Press Thanksgiving Edition magazine in 1955, but it was implemented that it was to be part of Thanksgiving feast. So it became the dish in 1955. In 2005, USA Today celebrated the 50th birthday of the casserole. Fun fact. And then Campbell estimated it was served in 20 million households in 2018.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So I posted a meme/question today on Facebook. And it was, I just asked, what is your go-to Thanksgiving side? And I got some comments back, but it mostly sounds traditional.
Yeah.
So mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, croissant rolls, yams, green bean casserole. So... I didn't think of stuffing. Well, stuffing, but I don't eat it.
I thought of stuffing, and I'm not a picky eater by any means, and I think you know that.
Yeah.
I really don't like stuffing.
I don't get the people are like stuffing or dressing. They look the same to me. I don't get the difference. Maybe someone can explain to me, but.
I think one's drier than the other, and I could be way off base on that.
Mm.
But, yeah, somebody wants to chime in and email us at...
thefourseasonspod@gmail.com.
And explain to us what the difference between stuffing and dressing is. We'd love to get your input on that.
Yes, but...
And if you happen to miss Rachel's fun meme, and if you did, shame on you. Don't forget that you can follow us on Facebook...
at the Four Seasons Podcast.
And it was also posted on Instagram, which you can follow us.
At the Four Seasons Podcast.
And it was even tweeted. And you can follow us on Twitter.
At the Four Seasons Pod C.
And I will go ahead and say that was this week's Fab Five.
Okay, so we're going to do the trivia answer.
Okay.
So the trivia question, again, it was a twofer. So who was the first president to pardon a turkey, and which president made turkey pardoning an annual tradition?
All right, so I'm going to say Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay.
Pardoned the first turkey, and Ronald Reagan made it a tradition.
Mm. Not quite. I'd say you're not even close.
Okay. Not quite. Actually, you're not even close.
So the first president to pardon a turkey was JFK on November 19th, 1963. He stated, "Let's keep him going." That's what
that was his quote.
That was his quote.
Okay.
In 1989, George H.W. Bush was the first one to make the turkey pardoning an annual tradition. He said, "But let me assure you and this fine Tom turkey that he will not end up on anyone's dinner table. Not this guy." He presented a presidential pardon as of right now and allow him to live out his days on a children's farm not far from here. And that has been the tradition ever since 1989.
Sounds a lot to me like that turkey still died.
Well, yeah, eventually.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, like how your parents say, like, where, you know, like the dog dies and they're like, where'd the dog go? And they're like, oh, we sent him to a farm to go. So it sounds like President Bush was like, yeah, we just sent that turkey to a farm. He'll be fine. And then they ate him.
Probably. But the reports of turkeys as gifts to American residents can be traced to the 1870s, when Rhode Island poultry dealer Horace Vose began sending well-fed birds to the White House.
Huh.
So.
How about that?
Right? I thought that was interesting. So, that was our trivia segment for this episode.
Yep, and we're still waiting for any trivia suggestions. So please, again, that email is
theFourSeasonsPod@gmail.com.
So send us some ideas of some trivia that you would like to hear me try to stab at and get wrong.
And we might be sending you something if you send us an email.
Prizes.
Yay!
And we're going to wrap up the episode, as we always do, with what we are looking forward to. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
All right.
It's Thanksgiving week, so looking forward to Thanksgiving. Macy's Day Parade is, as you know, one of my biggest traditions. Watching cinnamon rolls,
yeah.
Well, I can watch them rise, yeah. But making cinnamon rolls.
Pressing your face to the oven. And looking in that little window.
Yes. So yeah, cinnamon rolls, Thanksgiving Day parade, maybe some mimosas. Call it a good day.
Yep.
David's off from school this week, so I've been enjoying some time with him.
Yep.
Yeah, just kind of chilling and kicking it back and relaxing.
Yep.
And what about you?
All right, well, of course... Everything you said.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do is watch football on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we have talked a lot this episode about traditions and how much they mean to us. But I'm here to say sometimes it's okay to let traditions go by the wayside and move on from things that are... tradition. You don't have to keep doing something just because it's a tradition. That being said, stop putting the Detroit Lions as one of the teams on Thanksgiving. They have been bad forever. They're so hard to watch, and this year they haven't won a game. They've been so bad that they are celebrating a tie. I don't know if they're actually celebrating a tie, but I mean, it's like...
But they're putting it in, almost like putting it in their W column.
Yeah, because they've been so bad. They don't have their starting quarterback. They're playing the Chicago Bears, who are starting their backup quarterback. Football is fun to watch, but not when it's this bad. The Detroit Lions are playing in their 82nd Thanksgiving Day game.
Really?
Yeah. They started playing on Thanksgiving in 1934, and they have played on Thanksgiving Day every year, with the exception of World War II. So from 1939 to 1944, they took a little hiatus.
Yeah.
But from 1934, and then minus 4 years until now, they've played every Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And very rarely, if ever, they've been even a little bit good. So... I am looking forward to sleeping in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to all the things that go along with Thanksgiving, which, like you said, is watching the Macy's Parade. I will even sit there and I'll probably be on my phone a lot, honestly. Maybe I'll read a book while the Lions are playing and just kind of check in from it.
Keep it on as background noise?
Yeah. Just, it's supposed to be on, so I'll allow it to be on, but I'm not going to enjoy it at all. Because it's the Lions and it's the Bears who are about as bad.
Do they, now, do they always play the Bears and the Lions? Like, do they always play that game? Or is it...
No, they play different teams. They've played the Packers quite a few times. They've played the Bears a few times. It varies, but it's always the Lions, and then it's also always the Cowboys. Mm. And at least the Cowboys are interesting. I haven't actually officially looked up what all the games are, but there's...
And isn't the Cowboys, quote-unquote, called the American team?
They are America's team.
America's team.
And they earned that nickname because NFL Films way back in the day dubbed them America's team. I want to say it was in the 60s, maybe even the early 70s, and that name has just kind of stuck. I think a lot of people don't like the Cowboys outside of the state of Texas.
Yeah.
But they're watchable.
Yeah.
And
I know we have a few Cowboys fan listeners, and if one of them would like to chime in and tell us why...
What's so great about the Cowboys?
No, I forgot what I was going to say. But anyways, what we were just talking about...
Yeah, the slate of games isn't super exciting. As I mentioned, you had the Bears at the Lions. That starts, though, at 10:30 in the morning, so that's kind of... Have a cinnamon roll, mimosa, and watch some terrible football. And you got the Raiders at Cowboys, which... Holy cow, the Raiders are a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the fact that they're a division rival of the Broncos, I might feel sorry for them.
Okay.
But the Broncos got their own problems to worry about, so... I just don't think that's going to be a very good game either. And then you have the Bills at Saints. The Bills just got embarrassed by the Colts this week.
Yeah.
Which, interestingly enough, Rachel has dropped Jonathan Taylor on her fantasy team. And he just dropped a 50-burger on her opponent.
Yep.
Who had Austin Eckler, who dropped a 40-burger himself, yeah, but...
He had a pretty good game.
But not as good as Jonathan Taylor. So they get the Bills and they play the Saints. The Saints are playing Trevor Siemian, who the Broncos who can't figure out a quarterback to save their lives thought Trevor Siemian wasn't good enough. So
yeah,
that should tell you about how he is as a quarterback. But you know what? I'm going to watch him because it's tradition.
Yeah.
And football to me is kind of like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better than watching tennis, so...
Okay.
Yeah. And I have carried on way too long about what I'm looking forward to, but we're going to spend some time with some family, and I enjoy that. I'm really going to enjoy just hanging out with the boys, and then... We've been in Christmas season since November 1st.
Yes.
So after, you know, after Thursday, the rest of the world is going to catch up with us and be where they should have been 3 weeks ago. We'll let it slide, whatever. But we'll officially kick off the holiday season.
Yes.
And I'm off on Friday, so maybe some cocoa. Maybe some Christmas movies.
Sounds good to me.
We will have a Fab Five list of Christmas movies coming up. I'll give you a little peek into it. Fred Claus, criminally underrated Christmas movie. And I am going to watch it again, because I've already watched it several times. And that, I think, is going to wrap up what we're looking forward to.
Yep.
And that, I think, will put a nice little bow on episode 11 of the Four Seasons podcast. We're going to give it to you one more time. Please email us.
TheFourSeasonsPod@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
@TheFourSeasonsPodcast.
Twitter.
@TheFourSeasonsPodC.
And Facebook.
The Four Seasons Podcast.
We love your interaction. We love your feedback. Keep it coming. Recommend us to a friend. Make them sit and listen to us. Don't give them an option.
Don't forget to hit subscribe, because then you can get all of the information and updates for when our episodes drop, even in case we postpone it another night or so, like last week. But that is a big thing for that as well.
Yeah, you'll always be up to date. And I think we're good. So from the Four Seasons Podcast, I'm Mike Oliver.
And I'm Rachel Oliver.
Enjoy the rest of your days.